Chapter 32, Neurotoxin. No one realized it at the time, but the aluminum hydroxide being added to the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccines was a toxin uniquely capable of destroying neurons in the brain. The appearance of autism in two separate countries within months of aluminum being added to the single pediatric vaccine in use at that time was a coincidence apparently too remote for physicians to consider. Heredity and poor parenting were being ruled out as possible causes. Nothing else seemed to fit, and yet, as had happened time and again throughout medical history, the possibility their own procedures were causing the very thing they were attempting to treat was the last thing on any doctor's mind. The potential for danger from the metal was not entirely unknown. Aluminum cookware was widely popular during the early 1900s and was widely suspected to be causing neurological problems, even death. Decades earlier, John Snow, who had correctly determined the source of a massive cholera outbreak in London simply by mapping the locations of the dead, insisted that aluminum contained in baking powder being used at certain bakeries was stunting the growth of children who ate their bread. Others would sound the alarm over the next 50 years, including wholesale condemnations of aluminum from Jehovah's Witnesses through frequent articles in their Watchtower magazine. In 1921, a German scientist studied the toxicity of aluminum and determined, quote, "Like the other members of the heavy metal series, aluminum therefore acts on the bowel and kidney in general poisoning, while many of the symptoms point to a direct action on the brain." Dalkin has recently confirmed SEM's results and showed that the nerve cells and fibers of the cord and medulla undergo degeneration, particularly those of the lower cranial nerves, end quote. Although it was unknown at the time, long-term dialysis patients can experience what is called dialysis dementia, an often fatal neurological dysfunction caused by the inability of their kidneys and the dialysis equipment they depend on to adequately filter accumulations of aluminum. Over the past few years, a growing body of evidence suggests that accumulation of aluminum within the brain is a factor in the development of Alzheimer's disease. In another study, when mice were injected with the same amounts of aluminum received by military personnel, their spinal cords and motor cortexes demonstrated the loss of cells, clear signs of the destructive power of the metallic salt. Researchers currently use aluminum to help create asthma in animal experiments and even use it to more easily facilitate the onset of food allergy in the animals they study. Many of the modern illnesses which humans now suffer from, including some autoimmune diseases, can often be recreated in laboratories with the aid of aluminum hydroxide. These studies are but a sample of available material illustrating the deleterious effects of aluminum on the brain and beyond. It is clear that aluminum hydroxide, the same ingredient that began to be added to pediatric vaccines in 1932, was capable of causing harm. Could the simultaneous arrival of autism in the two countries that began to employ the specific aluminum-containing vaccine really be nothing more than coincidence? Some will suggest they have nothing to do with each other, a mere happenstance in time that suggests no association at all. This is a difficult premise to defend, but nevertheless, those who make this proposal often rely on two arguments to defend their position. First, they will insist the amount of aluminum hydroxide contained in pediatric vaccines is so minuscule it could not possibly harm. The second defense is even more implausible. There was no onset of autism in the United States and Austria in the 1930s at all. It was there all along, and doctors had just missed it.